Sech des Makis, Perek Alef, Mishne Gimel. Mi'in anu be'ish ploini shu'chayiv malkis arboim v'nimtzu zoymin. So two Adam testified that a guy did a lav, he's chayiv malkis, v'nimtzu zoymin, and they turn out to be zoymin loikin shmoinin. They get 80 malkis, meaning two sets of malkis. Mishum loisana b'reachayit shaker. So again, this is according to Reb Meir. They get one malkis for loisana, for speaking eid shaker. U'mishum v'asisim loikasha zomem, diver Reb Meir. And a second malkis for kasha zomem. They try to give someone malkis, so they also get malkis. Chamaim ain loikin ella arboim. Cham say no, that they only get 40. According to the Chachamim, you only get 40. You get the Malkus for Kasha Zamam. You don't get Malkus for the Loisane. So the reason why you don't get Malkus is because they hold that the Lav of Loisane is not a Lav that gets Malkus. Even though in the previous Mishnah, the Chacham also said, call him a Shalom and a Leike. It sounds like that really you would get both, but the money beats the Malkus. So both reasons are really true. First of all, the Rabbanon hold that money does beat Malkus, but even so, the lav of Leisane is not one that gets Malkus. Mishal shin b'mamon. We divide up the punishment when it comes to money, meaning if the two Adam try to be mechayev $100, each one pays 50. Ve'ein mishal shin b'makus. You don't divide up makus. Ketzad, what's the case? Ha'idu shu chayev l'chaverim asayim zoz. They were made on a guy that he owes 200 zoz. V'nim tzu zaymin mishal shin b'nein. You divide it up, each one pays 100 zoz. to total the 200 that they tried to be mechayev the guy. Avla me idu shu chayev malkus arboim kol echad ve'echad like arboim. Malkus, we don't say this, but rather each one gets the full set of malkus. Mishnah Dalet ein edim nasim zaymin achi yazumu yazimu es atzmon. Edim zaymin do not become edim zaymin unless other witnesses discredit them personally. They have to discredit the edim themselves, meaning that a second pair of witnesses challenges the first pair relating to the witnesses themselves. However, if the second one only contradicts them, that's not Edom Zayim. Ketzad, what's the case? Amr midan on a bish plaini shaharag es hanafesh. Two Edom say they made it on someone that he killed. They say Reuven killed Shimon. Amru lahem. Two Edom come and say, hey, chata me'idim. How could you Edom testify sharein nerag zah herig zah? Either Reuven or Shimon. They were with us in a different place. How could Reuven have killed Shimon in this place that you're claiming he did? Either the killer or the one who got killed was someone else. Is ein elu zaymin? This is not a case of zaymin. Aval amru lahem. But let's say they said to the witnesses, hey, atem eidim. How could you testify, you witnesses? Shrei atem, you witnesses. Hei semimanu oisayim complaining. You witnesses were in a different place with us on that day. That are elu zaymin. That's a case of zaymin. Meaning, you directly contradicting where they were. You're talking about the Atzman Shal Edus. The actual witnesses could not have seen it because they were somewhere else. So then they are Zayman, Vinei Ragan Alpian, and in this case we killed Edom Zayman based on the testimony of the second pair of Edom. Have a good day.